Mr. Chairman, first I would like to congratulate you on the assumption of the chairmanship, which seems not to be an easy task again. Mr. Chairman, as you have already mentioned, last year I had the honor and privilege to chair the MX5. The discussion we had in the meeting confirmed that there was a strong desire and willingness by the state parties to strengthen the convention. However, there is still a wide range of differing views on ways and means how to achieve this objective. As it was already mentioned, there are state parties that are convinced that the only sustainable method of strengthening of the convention is to negotiate and conclude a non-discriminatory, legally binding agreement. On the other side, there are states that do not consider the legally binding protocol to be the best solution. They have expressed the view that such a protocol would not meet the desired objective to strengthen confidence in compliance with the provisions of the BWC, and a permanent verification mechanism is, under the current rapid advances in science and technology, not achievable. Since the last year's MX5 meeting was devoted mostly to the concepts and procedures of a legally binding protocol, I recommended in my report to the MSP that the second MX5 should elaborate more on other options for strengthening of the convention. However, it was meant as a kind of general recommendations because I had no intention to prejudge how the forthcoming MX5 chair should organize and steer this year's MX5 meeting. As regards the national position of the Czech Republic, I would like to express our support to the ideas and recommendations expressed in the working papers submitted for this MX5 meeting by the United Kingdom and the United States. It is well known that the attempt to finalize a legally binding protocol failed in 2001. And since then, we were not able to reach consensus on any reasonable solution. It's obvious that any agreement on how to proceed with so-called verification issues will not be feasible in the near future. However, it may be possible to take steps to strengthen the convention in the near term through other means. In the course of time, there were many proposals for strengthening of the convention that were not legally binding nature, and some of them were realized and accomplished. Why not to proceed and continue in the same way now? Just allow me a couple of examples. In our view, it would be worth to improve transparency, to expand the scope and utility of CBMs. We witnessed several proposals for broadening of the existing set of CBMs and creating other possible transparency measures. It would be also worth to elaborate and strengthen procedures related to the implementation of Article 5, 6, and 7 of the Convention and related agreements reached at previous review conferences, as it is explained in detail in the mentioned working papers by the US and the UK. Well, the choice of possible non-legally binding measures for institutional strengthening of the convention is a broad one. And if we succeed in carrying through at least some of them, we cannot spoil anything while doing so. Thank you.